Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's day two of gay marriage before the Supreme Court. Skim milk, states' rights, and whether or not a case should even be heard all made an appearance, we'll explain. Justices are considering the aspect of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, which defines marriage as between a man and a woman, preventing legally married same-sex couples from collecting more than 1,000 federal benefits. 83-year-old Edith Windsor of New York sued after she was required to pay $363,000 in federal taxes on her late wife's estate, something opposite-sex couples wouldn't have to do. Unusual today, a group of House Republicans is defending DOMA because the Obama administration refuses to. Emily Bazelon is senior editor of Slate. Lucky her, she was in the court today. And Emily, start with the questions raised because of that, this idea again of standing, whether or not the Supreme Court should even take this up. What did you hear?
Right. The court, some justices seemed really skeptical that the Obama administration can both declare the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional and continue to enforce it. Chief Justice Roberts didn't like this idea. He said that the president should have the courage of his convictions. But I did not hear five votes on the court to throw out this case for lack of standing.
Yeah. And when you say it can say it's unconstitutional, but still let it function, in other words, the Obama administration, President Obama told his Justice Department, don't go after same-sex marriages. But on the other hand, as we know in this case, same-sex couples may have to pay these extra taxes. So meanwhile, all the litigants in the case wanted to go forward. So the court had to appoint someone to argue against it. That was Vicki Jackson. But moving from there, you're saying it doesn't sound as if the standing question is going to keep this from being decided. So what did you hear in the arguments?
What we heard in the arguments was a surprisingly weak defense of the Defense of Marriage Act from Paul Clement, the lawyer who was arguing on behalf of the House Republicans who want to see this law upheld. Essentially, Clement's central argument was that Congress was trying for uniformity when it passed DOMA. It just wanted to make sure that gay couples all over the country were treated the same, regardless of their own state laws of marriage. And this just doesn't seem plausible. Justice Kagan stepped in finally and quoted a House report from the passage of DOMA in which the House talked about expressing moral disapproval of gay couples. Right. And Clement said, well, if that moral disapproval is enough for you to strike down the law, then you should strike down the law. It was a surprising concession.
It was almost, and by the way, we're going to hear more about how this law came to be, and it was Bill Clinton who signed it into law because he wanted to win re-election and he didn't want to lose conservative voters. But we seem to be hearing from the lawyer defending the law that you can't, it's not fair to give benefits, say, to a legally married same-sex couple in New York and not give it to couples in other states where gay marriage is not legal, so you shouldn't give it to anyone. It would seem as if, I'm sorry to laugh, but it would seem as if somebody would respond to that, well, you're right, why don't we simply make all gay marriage legal so that everyone gets the benefits?
Right. And this did come up today, this question of can we take an incremental step toward gay marriage? Because what's at stake in this case is not gay marriage throughout the land. It's whether federal marriage benefits should go to gay couples who live in states that have legalized gay marriage.
And what were people saying who were against the law? I mean, and by the way, what was the skim milk reference?
The skim milk reference was a riff by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She said in arguing against this idea that, oh, DOMA is really just all about making the law uniform, she said, no, you've created two kinds of marriage, full marriage and skim milk marriage.
Well, and also some heartstrings were pulled with other stories by the backers or people looking to overturn the law.
Right. That, you know, from the point of view of the lawyers who are arguing against the Defense of Marriage Act, what's at stake here is really clear. There are gay couples who live in states where their marriages are fully legal under state law, yet the plaintiff today, Edie Windsor, she had to pay over $300,000 in inheritance taxes that she would not have had to pay had she been married to a man. And also, raised were the prospects and the reality of hospital visits, the whole problem that gay couples have when they don't have the same kinds of rights to visit sick spouses in the hospital that they would have if they were in a straight union.
So, Emily, what's your takeaway here? You told us earlier in the week that states' rights was going to be an issue in both cases, but from different points of view. What's your takeaway after the arguments today, in the minute we have?
I think Justice Kennedy, who truly is the swing vote here, seemed very skeptical of the argument in favor of upholding the Defense of Marriage Act. This is the case in which states' rights and gay rights go together. And Kennedy talked about whether the central question is whether the federal government has the authority to regulate marriage. Traditionally, marriage is a question that is mostly left to the states. And so I think that, plus Justice Kennedy's past affinity for the rights of gay people, are really the decisive factors here.
Emily Bazelon, senior editor of Slate, with the latest from the Supreme Court, where arguments were heard today on the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, the aspect of the law that denies federal benefits to legally married same-sex couples. Emily, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.